Are you also tired of one-size-fits-all weight loss plans? Meet Noom, the personalized solution that meets you where you are. Noom is able to understand your unique needs, from dietary restrictions to medical concerns. Unlike restrictive programs, Noom embraces your lifestyle and choices. Discover a sustainable approach to weight loss, tailored just for you. Honestly, Noom felt like it was made for me. It's not just about what I eat. It's about understanding why. With Noom, I've learned so much about myself and built healthier habits that stick. It's all about progress, not perfection. Say goodbye to restrictive diets and experience the Noom app for yourself with personalized lessons and expert coaching. Noom's psychology and biology-based approach has helped over 5.2 million people achieve their goals. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
92% of households that start the year with Peloton are still active a year later.
All because of a fancy bike?
It's not just a bike. Peloton makes treadmills too.
Eh, all treadmills are the same.
Our treadmills can adjust speed and incline automatically, so you never break your stride. Whether you're squeezing in a power walk or training for a marathon, Peloton can help you achieve your fitness goals. 92% stick with it. So can you. Try the Peloton Tread risk-free with a 30-day home trial. New members only. Not available in remote locations. See additional terms at onepeloton.com/home-tread.
Welcome to Season 5 of The Agile Brand with Greg Kilstrom, where we talk with enterprise and technology platform leaders about the people, processes, and platforms that make marketing and customer experience successful, scalable, and sustainable. This is what creates an agile brand. I'm your host, Greg Kilstrom, advisor and consultant for Fortune 1000 marketing and CX leaders and teams as principal and chief strategist at GK5A and best-selling author, keynote speaker, entrepreneur, and Agile certified coach. The Agile Brand Podcast is brought to you by Tech Systems, an industry leader in full stack technology services, talent services, and real world application. For more information, go to teksystems.com. To sign up for the Agile Brand newsletter and get the latest insights and articles on marketing technology and CX, or to purchase a copy of my latest book, House of the Customer, go to gregkilstrom.com. You can also find all my books on Amazon and other retailers. And now on to the show. Customer data platforms, or CDPs, provide companies with the ability to tie their customer information from a multitude of sources and types of behaviors into a single profile that can power personalization, enhance data governance, and enable better tracking and reporting across the customer journey. In a special episode brought to you by RDA and Sitecore, we're going to talk about how companies can use CDPs to successfully implement a first-party data strategy and better serve their customers and the business. To help me discuss this topic, I'd like to welcome Jaina Baumgartner, a digital strategist with RDA. Jaina, welcome to the show.
Hi, Greg. Thank you so much for having me here. And this topic is near and dear to my heart, so I'm very excited to speak about it with you.
Yeah, looking forward to talking about it with you. So why don't we start by giving a little background on yourself as well as your role at RDA.
I am a digital strategist with RDA. I have been in the MarTech space for almost 20 years and worked with a lot of different marketing technologies and DXPs in general. And at RDA, I lead the digital strategy such that, you know, we have a focus on not just implementation, but really understanding our customers' business problems and turning those into solutions.
Great. Well, so we're going to be talking today about how customer data platforms or CDPs can help brands accomplish several things and achieve better results with their marketing. So let's start by talking from the customer perspective and talking about aligning channels. So customers want to interact with brands on the most convenient and appropriate channel they have access to at the moment, sometimes called channel switching. So while being available across many different platforms and channels helps brands serve their customers well, what are some of the challenges that can occur when brands are spread across multiple channels that may not be tightly integrated?
Yeah, that's a great question. One of the things that I always talk to my customers about is the concept of customer experience over product experience. So in our agile world, you know, a lot of our brands and the companies that we work with have product owners that are specific to the different channels. So we have product owners that are focused on marketing automation, for example, and different product owners that are responsible for personalization or analytics or the CMS. And the problem is that customers don't think of interacting with you in that way, right? They think of interacting with you holistically. And no matter what channel they're using, they expect that all of the information that they've already given you, where they are in their journey with you, is known in every interaction. So the problem with channel switching, like you said, is basically that customers expect a unified experience, but brands don't know how to serve that unified experience across all those channels.
Yeah, yeah. I think that's a great summary of that. So how can a CDP help to solve for some of these challenges?
I think the most important piece of a CDP is having your customer data across their journey in one platform. And the very first thing that it makes you do as an organization is think about your data and your data strategy focused on the customer experience. And no longer can you think of it in your different channels. And that alone helps, you know, a mindset shift of making sure that you're thinking about the customer experience. And then, of course, having all the data in one platform allows you to activate the data depending on where the customer is in the different channels that they may be interacting in with you.
Yeah, yeah. So let's talk a little bit more about what a customer data platform can help brands to achieve. From your perspective, what are the maybe one or two of the main reasons why brands implement customer data platforms, and what can it help them achieve?
I think the two big things that a customer data platform brings to the table, the first one is analytics. You're able to see how different segments interact with you, how different personas interact with you, where are the gaps in their journey, where are they falling off in that journey, what causes undesirable behaviors with your brand, and really help them take those next steps, or help you understand what your brand might be missing in terms of creating the connections with your customers. And then the second thing that it brings to the table is activation on the data. So you have all the data now, and the goal is to activate different things, different emotions, different behaviors with your customers in the different channels. So the ability to know propensities of your customers and then do something about it, right? So get them to take the next step, to make the emotional connection, to see the right content at the right time. That's what the CDP can bring to the table.
Great. And so how is this done successfully? You know, what do brands need to do in order to achieve those things that you just mentioned?
I think the very first thing, going back to what I said in the beginning, is a move to customer experience over product experience. So that's the first thing, is how do you bring these different parts of your organization together to the table to talk about customer experience and not put their product first or their role first, but really focus on what does that customer experience look like holistically and how do you capture that data? And the second biggest thing that I've seen companies struggle with as they're putting in place a CDP is understanding what their focused data strategy looks like. And what that means is, where do you get the data to create the 360-degree view of your customer? How does the data move through each of the systems? Why do you need the data? And then how will you use that data to activate a behavior?
Yeah, yeah. And so what about a partner like RDA? Where does a partner like them and the team fit into the process of evaluating as well as implementing a customer data platform?
Yeah. So I think, you know, with any evaluation, with evaluating any type of platform, I believe that RDA's value proposition, or companies like RDA's value proposition, is twofold. So I believe that RDA is an unbiased implementer, and that really helps with setting them apart, or setting us apart from the value proposition of how we can evaluate a technology platform as compared to anyone else. And what I mean by that is, a lot of brands do this internally, where they'll pick their technology platform by figuring out the evaluation internally. And the way then that they pick the platform is based on vendor demos, and they make their decision based on how well vendors answer their questions and how shiny the object is that they're seeing. Yeah. And the problem is that you're getting a very biased view, where the vendor will show you what they want to show you and hide what they don't want you to see. And you're making your decision based on shiny objects rather than what are the most important features that will help you progress your business needs. The other way that I've seen companies make this decision is used a completely unbiased resource like Gartner or Forrester. But I believe that an unbiased resource like that is too unbiased, because they are only strategists and not implementers. So what they look at is theoretical ideas, what they're hearing in the business when they're talking to these companies. You know, they're looking at their roadmaps and figuring out what they bring to the table, but they don't know how to implement these platforms or these ideas and what is needed to implement what they're putting forth in front of their clients. And I think that RDA bridges this gap perfectly well, because we're both unbiased and we know how to implement. So when we pick a platform for you, we pick it based on your business needs, the feature sets that are important to you, and our pick is both unbiased to the product, but biased to the customer. And our next step and what we're responsible for is actually implementing it for you. And the reason why we're great implementers with the CDP is because RDA has been a system integrator for all of its lifetime. And a CDP is mainly, the main focus of a CDP is integrating the different systems to come together. And then on top of that, we have the strategy layer to figure out your data strategy, your activation strategy, your identity strategy, to put all of that together.
Before we continue, I'd like to introduce you to a sponsor of the show, Basecamp. Throughout my career, whether it was at my own agency or now as a consultant, Basecamp is what we rely on to help keep projects on track, on schedule, and on budget. It takes a straightforward approach to project management. It streamlines workflow management and definitely keeps the team in the loop and on top of ongoing updates, which all are major components in a smooth running operation. No matter if it's a simple campaign or a multi-million dollar project, Basecamp has been a key ingredient in the recipe for a successful project and business. If you're struggling with projects, sign up for Basecamp. Their pricing is simple and they give you all their features in a single plan. No upsells, no upgrades. Go to basecamp.com/agile, that's basecamp.com/AGILE, and try Basecamp for free. No credit card required and cancel anytime. Thank you, Basecamp, for sponsoring this episode. Now let's get back to the show.
So now let's talk a little bit about, to kind of follow on to that, let's talk a little bit about evaluating a CDP and what marketers should be looking for when they're purchasing one. So first, what are some of the main considerations that a company should consider when evaluating a customer data platform?
I think one important part of this is understanding the technology stack that is part of your organization already, and the existing integrations that the CDP brings to the table, as well as how well it fits within your technology stack. For example, if you are not at all a Salesforce customer, bringing Salesforce CDP into the equation may make very little sense, because you're going to have to build a lot of those integrations. So understanding how the CDP plays in your technology stack is extremely important. Knowing whether you want a marketing-focused CDP or a developer-focused CDP, because, do you have the capabilities to write the custom code needed for a CDP, or do you need more drag and drop capabilities within your CDP? How will you activate the data? So, you know, what does the CDP need to do in order to actually send something out to another platform? And then what are those platforms and how does the CDP integrate there? How much historic data do you need to feed in? Because different CDPs have different limits on historic data. How much customizations are needed within the CDP to fit your business cases? I believe that you'll always need something to make it work within your business case, but how much are you doing? How different is your business and your use cases from the CDP that you're using? Different CDPs work well in different industries, so picking that is important. And then, yeah, how well does your industry fit in with the CDP? Those would be the main criteria. Some of the main criteria that I would look at in evaluating a CDP.
Yeah, great. Yeah, and to your point, there's definitely a lot to consider. And
yes, a lot, exactly.
Yeah, no, but those are some great points. What about something that might be overlooked? You know, it might not even be most important, but it's something that often isn't on brands' radars as they're evaluating a CDP.
Yeah, I think the main thing that brands forget is the activation, because they think about, you know, when you look at a CDP, what you see is an aggregated view of your customer. And a lot of brands, even B2B brands, don't have the ability to look at their customers individually. So it's not so much about looking at your customer individually. It's more about activating the data at the time that you look at your customer. So that might be in digital channels. It might be in offline channels, like when a sales rep or the business development team or a customer service rep talks to your customer, what is shown then. I think it's the activation is extremely important. And then one of the biggest hurdles of getting into a CDP is identity resolution. So really understanding what identity means to your business and how each of your different systems records identity within them. So those would be the two big aspects to think about, and usually where organizations don't put in the effort to think when they're picking a CDP.
Yeah, makes sense. What should a company expect when it comes time to implement a CDP? You know, how should they be managing expectations of the teams involved?
So the number one thing in terms of what a company should expect is focus on a customer, bringing it back all the way to the beginning of the conversation. You should be looking at your customer experience and thinking about that first and foremost before you pick a CDP, and ensure that your organization is not so siloed that you can't put your customer experience over your product experiences, and who's responsible for that customer experience, and how much sway do they have on the different product owners to make the right decisions focused on the customer experience. And then be open to the different data flows and who controls which pieces of data. And that can be technology control as well as, again, organization leadership control to ensure that, you know, you're letting go, right, of those pieces of data. So I think those are extremely important things in terms of thinking about what to expect and how to start to get yourself ready to implement a CDP.
Yeah, that's great stuff. So Jaina, thanks so much for joining. I've got one last question before we wrap up. You've given a lot of great advice already on this topic, but you know, what's one last piece of advice you'd have for brands that are probably considering purchasing and implementing a CDP, but aren't really quite sure where to start? You know, what should they be doing in the months ahead?
Yeah, great question. So I think the first thing that they should be doing is absolutely, looking for the right partner to work with to evaluate a CDP. Going back to, you know, it's not a great idea to do this internally. Figuring out the right partner who can both evaluate and implement a CDP is extremely important. Educating yourselves with the CDPs that are available within the ecosystem is important. And then thirdly, getting your org structure ready to implement a CDP. And I think of the CDP as the heart of your MarTech ecosystem. So being ready to place that heart in the middle as compared to having it be, you know, another silo that you're creating, because that would be a grave injustice to both the CDP as well as your customer experience and your entire MarTech ecosystem. So I think those would be the three main things that I would focus on. Greg, thank you so much for having me on your show. I'm a huge fan of yours, and I'm so excited that you've given me an opportunity to come here and speak with you.
Yeah, thank you so much. It's been great to have you here, and looking forward to talking again with you soon. So again, I'd like to thank Jaina Baumgartner, a digital strategist with RDA, for joining the show. You can learn more about Jaina, RDA, and Sitecore by following the links in the show notes. Talk with you next week.
Thanks again for listening to the Agile Brand with Greg Kilstrom podcast, brought to you by Tech Systems. If you enjoyed the show, please take a minute to subscribe on your podcast channel of choice and leave us a rating so that others can find the show more easily. You can access more episodes of the show at www.gregkilstrom.com. That's GregKilstrom.com. To get a copy of my latest book, House of the Customer, visit my website, or you can find it on Amazon or other retailers. The Agile Brand is produced by Missing Link, a Latina-owned, strategy-driven, creatively-fueled production co-op. From ideation to creation, they craft human connections through intelligent, engaging, and informative content. Until next time, stay agile.
Some people might say coffee doesn't need chocolate, but you're not some people. You're a dreamer. You see the possibilities of chocolate and caramel flavors swirling together with cold brew, topped with velvety chocolate cold foam and cocoa caramel crumbles. That imagination can only be rewarded with Dunkin's new caramel chocolate cold brew. It's a cold brew dream come true. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer. Terms apply.
Ever tried reading while jogging, cooking, or even juggling flaming torches? Yeah, doesn't end well. But with audiobooks.com, you can conquer books without the circus act. Dive into over 450,000 titles, including more than 10,000 free ones. Get hooked on a bestseller, find your next obsession, or finally read that classic you've been avoiding since high school. And here's the inside scoop. Sign up today for a free 30-day trial and snag your first three audiobooks on the house. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcastfree today. That's audiobooks.com/podcastfree.